Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers. This is the day the Lord has, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. God is a healer. God is a deliverer. God could do anything but fail. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD. God is truly, truly a God that's in the blessing and in the healing business. We thank God for you, you, and you. We're going to have some praise and worship. Then we'll go to the Word of God and to our lesson for today. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer.
Sometimes I'm the same. Oh, I'm a deep standing fire.
Just say one more thing. When you have heartache, you wonder why. Oh.
need is time. Time to worship, praise, glorify, magnify God. Time to meditate on his word. Jesus waiting. He's waiting on you. I want you to know he's ready. As we say, ready, he comes. We don't know when he's coming. But he's ready, my sisters and brothers.
Jesus, ready. Don't let yourself down.
Come on in, I might have a heart. Yeah. Smile for me. Help me. Yeah.
Yes, Jesus is waiting. Mm-hmm. You know what? He's ready. What about you? You listen to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour Prayer with Presiding Bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. God is truly a good God. You know he can do anything but fail. Do you really believe that deep down in your sanctified soul? God can do anything but fail. We thank you, God, this morning for sending your only begotten Son who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. He who knew no sin. Now, isn't that love? Agape love. Unconditional love. Do you have that kind of love for your family, your friends, died in blood on the cross for all of our sins? Thank you, God. If we don't thank him for anything else this morning, my dear ones, we need to thank God for sending his precious son, Jesus. He could have came down from the cross, but he didn't. He was obedient to his Father. It was all in God's plan. Hallelujah. What was meant for evil turned out for good. We thank God. God, we thank God for our enemies. What was meant for evil will turn out for good for you. Look at God. He's watching out for you. He knows what your enemy is going to do today, tomorrow, in the future. But you keep your hands in the hands of the Almighty Living God. You keep trusting God. In Psalm 110, it says, the Lord said unto my Lord, I will make thy enemies thy right hand. Let me get straight this morning, y'all. The devil is a lying deceiver. In Psalm 110, it says, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Won't he do it? Psalm 110, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. I want you to get it in your spirit this morning. Somebody need to hear this morning. Sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beautiness of the holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest after of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike the kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen, not you. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies, and he shall wound the heads over many countries. Watch out, y'all. He shall judge the heathen, not you. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. He shall lift up the head. Brothers and sisters, men and women of God, you're the head and not the tail. You're the lenders and not the borrowers. Psalm 91, our song of protection. Don't forget to read it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. There's no calories in God's words. And see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of high shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Thank you, Jesus. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. For thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even most high, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he hath set upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, and I believe it's going to be a long, healthy life. Will I satisfy him and show him what? My salvation. Glory be to God. Isn't God good? He's watching over you, 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 and you, and even little old me. He's watching over all of us. Let's go to Psalm 35. Somebody need to hear this morning. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Thank you, God. Salvation is free. Glory, hallelujah. Don't cost you nothing. All you got to do this morning is accept him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call on his name. He already know everything you've already done. He knows what you're going to do next. Call upon his name, my dear one. Surrender to the Almighty Living God. Accept him into your life this morning. Accept our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, into your life this morning. He want to hear from you. Are you sure? Are you very sure about your salvation? Are you sure that when you leave this earth, maybe this morning, noonday, tonight, are you sure that you're on your way to heaven? Very, very sure. Accept him as your personal Savior. Cry out to God this morning. Surrender to him. Repeat after me. My Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ, I surrender. I surrender. I surrender my life to you this morning of my sins. Anything that I've done or said that wasn't pleasing and acceptable in thy eyesight, I ask that you forgive me this morning. I ask that you forgive me. And accept me as your child of God. I believe that you suffered, died, and bled on the cross for my sins. I believe that you rose on the third day. I believe that you did this for me, little old me. And I want to be a child of God today. All things have passed away, and all things become new. I believe now I'm a brand new creature in Christ. I believe that you love me, Lord, in spite of the things I've done. I believe that you have forgiven me. I thank you for forgiving me right now, Father God. I thank you. I believe that I am now a child of God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Just raise your hands. Just praise God. Give him the glory, the honor, and the power. Praise him. Thank you, God. If you said this prayer, the angels in heaven are rejoicing. You're now a brand new creature in Christ. And even if you said it over again, it's okay. It's just like taking communion every day. It's okay. Thank you, God, for those individuals who said the sinner's prayer, gave their life to you. Now, you are very, very sure. You should be very, very sure that you're now a man or woman of God, that Jesus accepted you into his family. What a friend we have in Jesus. He's a mother, he's a father, he's a sister, he's a brother, he's a judge, he's a doctor, he's a lawyer. He's everything to you. Yes, he is. All you got to do is call upon the name of Jesus. He will hear and answer your prayer. Thank you, God, for those individuals who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior for the first time. Some for the second or third time. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me today. Give me a praise report, your prayer request. Let me know that you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And I'm going to send you some personal information out to read. If you don't have a Bible, we'll send you a Bible. Always keep a Bible. Thank you, God. You may have your laptops. You may have your computer. You may have your cell phones. But you need a copy of the Word of God in your car, in your desk, on your job, in your home. And take time out to meditate on the Word. Glory, hallelujah. God is moving this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost moving this morning. I feel a miracle taking place. I feel deliverance is taking place. I feel healing is taking place right now, today. Lift your hands and praise him and glorify him and magnify him. He's greater than you can even imagine. Yes, he is. He's a deliverer, a healer. He'll make a way out of no way. What the doctors don't know, God knows. God knows. That's why you need to call upon the name of Jesus every day. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for delivering someone from substance abuse, heroin, crack cocaine. Thank you, God, for delivering someone from marijuana. Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's right. Thank you, God, for deliverance from alcoholism. Thank you for delivering someone from mental illness, bipolar disorder, paranoid schizophrenic. Thank you, God, for deliverance right now for someone's son, daughter, Father God, that's been walking the streets all night long, not knowing which direction to go in. Let them yield to you in the name of Jesus. Let them cry out to you and fall on their knees and say, what must I do to be saved? Let them call on your name. We thank you, Father God, for our homes, our food and our shelter, our clothing, every morsel of bread, clean, fresh water. We thank you right now, Father God, because you said the prayers of the righteous availeth much. You said in your word, God, that we are to pray without ceasing. You said that judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. Yes, my dear ones, judgment will begin right there in the house of the Lord, where you worship. Sing songs of Zion, where you praise God, where you read the word to study the word of God. Judgments could begin in the house of the Lord. Playing church is over. Playing church is over. You need to cry out to God, not to the pastor. You need to cry out to God, not the deacon. You need to cry out to God, not the trustee. You need to call out to the living God. Thank you, God. He has all power. Deliverance power, healing power. You need to totally surrender to the Almighty Living God. Man don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. You need to surrender to God. You need to trust him and never doubt, because he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. You take them on Sunday at the altar, then you pick them back up after you leave the altar on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, and God is doing great and mighty things. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Somebody just got a breakthrough. I want y'all to know that this morning. Somebody got delivered. Somebody got healed. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, God, for what you're doing right now. in my life, in the lives of all of those that are on this line. Thank you, Father God, right now. Breakthrough time. Breakthrough time. Breakthrough time. Something just happened in the spirit. Yes, it did. God just did something in your life. Yes, he did. Huh. The devil said you wouldn't make it, but you're still here. The devil said your son or daughter would never change. But yes, they did. In a twinkle of an eye. Uh-huh. The devil said you were going to be evicted, but you're still there. The devil said your mortgage wasn't going to be paid, but it's being paid. The devil said your gas and electric was going to be turned off, but it's still on. The devil said you'd never complete school, but you went back and got that diploma. The devil said you wouldn't even go to college, but you did at age 83. The devil said that you believe everything he said, but thank God you saw the truth. Once you were blind, but now you see. Thank you, God. God has opened your eyes to reality. God has opened your eyes to him, the living God. Our God is not dead, my dear ones. Our God is not dead. Our God is not dead. He lives, and he lives inside of you. Glory, hallelujah, Mother Annie Green. Healing taking place in your life right now, Mother Mary Robinson. Healing taking place in your life, Shanita Kelly, Rael Kelly, Zariel Kelly. Healing taking place, Elder John Waters, Pastor Roscoe. Healing taking place. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Apostle Murray Davis Edwards. Healing taking place as you travel, Desmond Stewart. Healing taking place, Cheryl Purvey, Deacon Purvey. Healing taking place, Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage. Healing taking place, Sister Nettie Savage. Yes, God is a healer, and he's an on-time healer. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. It may not come when you want him to come, but he's always on time, Sister Greta. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God for you and your family. Take your burdens to the Lord, my dear one. Right where you are, you pray. Right where you are. Amen. You ain't got to wait until Sunday to pray. Pray right where you are in your home. Go in your secret closet and cry out to the Almighty Living God. It's good to have a prayer partner. Uh-huh. A prayer partner. You're going to have 10,000 people praying with you. God will hear your prayer with one prayer partner you could trust. Thank you, God. A prayer partner, not a prayer revealer. Everybody don't need to know your business. Uh-huh. Some folk may be praying against you. Watch out. Pray and ask God to give you the gift of discernment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Pastor Rosie Cobia, God knows your burdens. Thank you, Jesus. Reverend Maybelle Hickman, God knows your burdens. Thank you, God. Minister Yvonne, God knows your burdens of you losing a loved one. But he's with you. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. He said, I'll send you a comforter, and a comforter is the Holy Ghost. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close. Deacon is Gwen Close. Deacon is Price. Deacon Price. Yes, Deacon Theodore Price. He understands the burden you're carrying. Yes, he does. Deacon Leon Turry. He knows the burdens you all are carrying and the loss of your wives. But God is right there with you. Thank you, Jesus, for comforting those that have lost children in the streets due to riots. Thank you, Father God, for comforting each and every individual under the sound of my voice. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. No cross, no crown. He's going to bring you through. Yes, he will. Pastor Linda Smith, he's going to bring you through. Cosetta Morant, he's going to bring you through. Morant family, he's going to bring you through. Rosie Traham, God is the answer. Yes, he is, Kayla, James. He's going to bring you through. Sheree, Dwayne Williams, Dwayne Jr. He's going to bring you through. Dejanay, Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, bringing you through. Ricky Hightower. Glory be to God. Dr. Ron Green in Miami, Florida. Jill Green. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Obey the word of God. And watch God move on your behalf. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. He is a keeper. He is a peacemaker. Wallace Green in Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Virginia. He is a deliverer. I want you to know it this morning. You know him as a healer. He's blessed you with a second kidney. Thank you, Jesus. He's healed you from cancer. Somebody ought to praise God, Sister Burdetta. Somebody ought to praise God. Thank God. I don't need a crowd to praise God. I can praise him all by myself. Y'all have to see me praising God. Praise him in a bathroom. Praise him in a bathtub. Praise him in my bedroom. Praise him in my living room. Praise him in the man cave. Yes, men, get that man cave and praise God in that man cave. Thank you, God. Praying for this fire department, police department. We lifted them up one by one, individually and collectively. Yes, we are, Sister Esther. We're praying for you. Glory be to God, AJ. We are praying for you, Chaplain Thomas. We are praying for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Michael Farmer. We're praying for you and your wife to restore that marriage. Let it be the marriage that God ordained. Husbands, love your wife. Love your children. Bless them in a very special way. We're praying for you, Pastor Victor Mines, Lady Mines. We're praying for you, Dr. Demetrius and Glenn. We're praying for you, Brother Alfred Bellamy. Glory, hallelujah. Sister Bellamy, we're praying for you and your entire family. Minister Sharon Ricks, we're praying for the entire Duffy family. Minister Barbara Duffy, Gospel Tabernacle Church, Bishop Reginald Kennedy, and your blessed wife, First Lady Kennedy, we're praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, we are. New Union Baptist Church and the entire church family, we are praying for you. Trust God. Trust. Don't hurry God. Don't rush God. Just trust him. Sit back and see the salvation of the Lord. Uh-huh. Don't hurry God. Don't get in the way. You just pray without ceasing. And watch God move in a mighty way in your life. We're praying for you, Evangelist Janet Griffith. Yes, we're praying for the salvation of your children, Christina, Jonathan. We're praying for you, Jonathan. We're praying for you. God is able, and God can do anything but fail. He will answer your prayer. He knows exactly what you stand in need of. He will make a way out of no way. He is a God that's above and beyond, a God that's below, a God that's not beneath, a God that could do anything above and beyond. On this day and the days to come, God is still moving. God is still doing great and mighty work in your life. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. We're praying for our President of the United States of America. We're praying for Dr. Jill Biden and his wife, that you grant them wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Father God, we pray that you touch them with your hand of healing, your hand of mercy, and your hand of grace. We're praying for our Carmela Harris. Touch her body, mind, spirit, and soul. Grant her wisdom that she needs right now on this day. We're praying for her husband, her family in its entirety. We're praying for our congressmen, senators. Father God, we're praying for them that you'll bless them with peace in their lives, with godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. You know what we stand in need of. You know what they stand in need of. We are praying without ceasing. Glory, hallelujah. We're praying for those homes right now that may be on fire. We're praying, Father God, that no one is injured. We're praying for the firefighters on their way. We're praying, Father God, that you grant them godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. We're praying, Father God, right now for our postal workers. Glory, hallelujah. We're praying, Father God, as they walk the streets to and fro in all types of weather conditions. We're praying for those that might have been affected by the flooding conditions. My God, my God, my God. Those that have lost their homes, lost everything that were in their homes. Father God, we know that you're able. We know what you could do. We know, Father, you're still in charge. Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for what you've done and what you're going to do. We know that you'll still make a way out of no way. You'll bless them with shelter. You'll bless them with new clothes. You'll bless them with new furniture. You'll bless them, Father God, that they will see Jesus in the midst of the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. We thank you for protecting us right now from seen and unseen danger. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you right now, Father God, for touching, healing, and delivering Pastor Maybell Hickman, the Lead family and the Hickman family. Bless them, Father God. Comfort them. Comfort them right now. Bring them together in closeness in Jesus Christ. We touch, Father God, and pray, Father God, for Ophelia Warmly and the entire Warmly family, the Walker family. We pray, Father God, as they begin to gather together for family reunions and families all over the world that gather together for family reunions to bring loved ones together so that generation after generation after generation will know one another, that they will love one another. We pray for unity of families in the name of Jesus. We lift them up, Father God, and we place them all in your blessed hands. And Father, right now, we want protection over our UPS workers. Let there be decision reached, Father God, the right decision for the workers that have been working in all types of conditions, even during COVID. We lift up our doctors and our nurses, our surgeons, our anesthesiologists, our school teachers, glory be to God. We pray, Father God, that you make things happen for them in this day and this time. Touch our children, Father God. Touch their spirit that they will be obedient to the word of God. And if they're obedient to the word of God, they will be obedient to their parents. Father God, take the illegal weapons out of the hands of our people. Illegal weapons, take them out of their hands. Let them value life, Father God. Let them see life as a gift from God. Let them have a change of heart. Let the word of God penetrate their hearts, their minds, and their spirits, and their souls. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now that your spirit will rain down upon this earth, that they'd have a new mindset, a mindset on thee. Touch moms and dads and grandparents, that they will hear from you, that they'll hear a word from you. My God, my God, my God, we need you, Jesus. We don't need another rule, a law, a regulation. The people need you. We need the Spirit of God. Let us witness to them all during the week. Let us witness to them. Let them know that Jesus loves them. Father God, we ask they will not go online to design guns, ghost guns. Destroy those weapons that are creating evil, evil thoughts into the minds of our children. Let them value life. Let them love the love of Jesus Christ with one another. We, Father God, we come to you this morning. We're crying out to you. We're coming to you first. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, all of his righteousness, and all these things be added unto you. So we're praying for peace right now, an abundance of peace. Bless your people right now as they go to work, as they go to school, as they walk their neighborhoods, as they walk through the streets, the counties, the country lines, as they travel the highways and the byways, in their private vehicles. Bless them, Father God. Bless them. Be with them. Comfort them. Protect us from seen and unseen danger. We thank you right now, Father God, because we are being obedient to the Spirit of God. We are being obedient to the word of God. We're trusting you. We're committing everything to you. And we thank you right now for blessing us with your cleansing, with your word, with your songs of Zion. We thank you, Father God, for miracles, signs, and wonders on this day. We thank you, Father God. We thank you right now. We can't praise you enough. We can't glorify you enough. Somebody's crying out to you. You will not commit suicide on our watch. You will not commit suicide on our watch. Put down those weapons of destruction. Guns, knives, razors. My dear one, stop cutting your wrists. God has a plan for your life. Father God, we're praying stop him or her in their tracks right now. They will not rape another victim. Then we're praying for those, Father God, that have been harmed. We're praying, Father God, for their salvation, that they will cry out to you and know that God is still God all by himself. Let them still yield to you. Let them still trust you. And, Father God, let them share their testimonies about how you brought them through their situations. We know that you're with us. We know that you are, in spite of what's happening in this world. We know and believe that you are still in charge. Glory, hallelujah, thank you, God. You're still in charge. We need you right now in our homes, in our lives, every day, every step of the way. Somebody's about to give up, but don't give up. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Father God, we ask right now you deliver that one from aches and pains all night long. Send forth healing, mind, body, spirit, and soul to a homeless population. Have them to yield to you and make a way out of no way, that they have a mind where they want to stay and shelter. Regulate their minds, Father God. We know you as a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Regulate that mind right now in the name of Jesus. They have desire to work, to go get help mentally, physically, to go and be a part of a family, that they'll no longer walk the street. My God, my God, my God. Touch them as they walk the streets each and every day. Father God, take them into a safe place out of the heat. And Father God, give them a mind. To want to work, to want to do the right thing. We know they don't have to live like that. Touch their minds, Father God. Regulate their minds right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray for Henry, wherever he may be. Let the truth come out. Let the truth prevail. We pray, Father God, for Desmond Stewart. We pray for Kobe, Brandon, Tanisha, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We pray for ministries all over the world. The churches, the doors are open. Feeding the hungry. Clothing those that are naked. We thank you for the pastors, the priests, the archbishops, the pope. We thank you for them right now that are delivering the word, that are preaching the word, that are teaching the word. We pray for our missionaries, our evangelists that are traveling, Father God, from place to place, sharing your word. We thank you right now for our great evangelists and our missionaries that are setting up churches all over the world, that are sharing the word of God all over the world. We thank you for providing someone with food, shelter, and clothing today. We thank you for our youth that are still going to school in summer camps, Father God. Protect them from seen and unseen danger on the campus. In the summer camps, let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them. We thank you, Father God, for protecting those that are in the pools, on the beaches. Protect them, Father God. Protect them right now. And we know that you could do it. We know that you're able. We know that you could do anything but fail. You haven't failed us yet. I decree and declare a spirit of peace in the lives of those that are trusting you. I decree and declare healing in their mind, body, soul, and spirit. I decree and declare that they'll no longer be losers, but they'll be winners in the body of Christ. I decree and declare that they will hear your voice, and as they hear your voice, they will listen with their heart. I decree and declare an abundance of peace in the lives of those that don't know it. I decree and declare, Father God, right now, that you do what others say is impossible, but with God, all things are possible, those who believe. I decree and declare that someone will fall on bended knee and surrender to you, that wayward daughter, that wayward son, that wayward grandchild. I decree and declare that they will surrender to the Almighty Living God. And we pray for healing right now in someone's body. Touch their limbs. Touch the circulation in their limbs. We decree and declare healing for someone with diabetes. We decree and declare for someone, Father God, with arthritis, bursitis. We decree and declare healing, Father God, of migraine headaches. And we praise you and glorify you and magnify you right now, because we know that you're able to do anything but fail. And we thank you. This is your chief apostle, presiding bishop, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour Prayer. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. That's P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Don't forget about an upcoming women's conference, August the 5th, Village of Cross Keys, in Baltimore, Maryland. Give me a call at 410-233-2942. Let me know you'd like to attend, and we'll reserve a seat for you. Saturday, August the 5th, Village of Cross Keys. Powerful, powerful women coming forth for preaching, teaching, workshops, continental breakfast, and lunch. And you can also reserve yourself a room at the Village of Cross Keys Marriott Hotel. We're looking forward to a high time in the Lord. Give me a call if you'd like to attend at 410-233-2942. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Women's Conference, Saturday, August the 5th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Looking forward to seeing you there. Men and women are invited. God bless you real good. Thank God for you, you, and you. I found the answer. I learned how to pray.